don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
Matt Towns 931 Jams. It's Kristen in the Morning Rush. You know, you always have the opportunity to get a hold of myself and Tracy when you are in a situation and you're just like, gosh, man, I really don't want to break this news.
I know. It's so hard to do. And that's why we've got Pam calling. Hi, Pam.
Hi there.
Hi, honey. How's it going?
Well, it's okay. I have a little bit of bad news to break, so that's why I called you guys.
Good. Okay. So what happened? What's going on?
Well, I'm calling to break the bad news to my fiancé, Robert. When COVID hit, Robert got furloughed. So he's been hanging around the house a lot, and he's been comfort eating. He's definitely put on that COVID-15. He doesn't go out for jogs or walks like he used to, and I'm pretty sure he skips showers here and there. He's also let his hair grow long. His beard is long. He hasn't gotten a haircut. He needs to shave. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to sound like a jerk, but he looks like a grizzly bear. You know, okay. He used to be such a good-looking guy. Mm-hmm. And if I'd have met him this way when we first started dating, it never would have happened. I wouldn't have even looked twice. Mm. So I know this is a stressful time for everyone, and there's nothing he can do about getting furloughed, but he's got to get it together. You know, just I'm calling to break the bad news. But just because you're home more now doesn't mean you shouldn't take care of yourself. I want my fiancé back.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, you want to come home to the man that you've seen each and every day and that beautiful face. You don't want to come home and be like, oh, my gosh, there's the wildebeest again.
Right. He's got such a handsome face. I want to see it.
Right. Chris describes things so well. That's
Thank you.
You don't want to see a wildebeest.
That's
absolutely.
Right.
Have you met my husband? You're my fiance. You've obviously met him. He's a wildebeest right now.
Yes, I have seen him walking the streets of Madison.
Yes. Yeah.
This is happening to a lot of women are looking at their men hairier than they've ever been. Right. But it also with us ladies, I mean, we don't look as good as either. I mean, you should have changed Tracy and I when COVID first hit. I mean, our weaves, they literally fell out and died and disintegrated into the ground.
They did. We even had a ceremony.
Oh, yeah. It was sad.
Yeah.
It was sad. All right.
That's funny.
So, okay. So I'd be interested in seeing how he responds to you because, again, you are not alone, girlfriend. So what we'll do, we'll play a song, and then when we get back, we'll help you to break the bad news. So what are you going to say? I mean, like, you're going to say
Sounds great. Clean up
or get out or?
No. I mean, no. He just needs to just take care of himself. Yeah. Clean up. Go to the gym. Exercise. He'll be happier, too, you know?
Yeah.
You're happier when you exercise. So if he gets out and does something physical, he'll be in a better mood.
All right. Well, we're going to help you out. It's going to happen next. Matt Towns 931 Jams. Chris in the Morning Rush with Breaking Bad News next.
Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Matt Towns 93.1 Jams. It's Chris in the Morning Rush. We are back at it with some Breaking Bad News.
That's right. And we've got Pam calling. She's got some bad news to break for her fiance, Robert. So Robert, since COVID hit, you know, he's been furloughed like many people and he's been hanging around the house more. He's been comfort eating. He put on the COVID-15. He doesn't go out and exercise anymore. And she thinks he skips showers here and there. His hair has grown out. You know, his beard. I mean, what were you saying, Krista? He's like a she's coming home to a wildebeest.
Yeah, honey. She doesn't want to come home and try to trap the wildebeest.
No.
I mean, that's what you do when you go out hunting.
That's right.
So she's trying to hunt her man down to go back to what he used to look like.
That's right. She said he was a good looking guy and she wants him back. So she's calling to break the bad news. Just because you're home more now doesn't mean you shouldn't take care of yourself.
Right. All right, so Miss Pam, this is what we're going to do. We're going to mute our phone. You'll be able to hear us. Of course, though, when you call Robert, he will not, and then we'll eventually chime in to help you. Sound good?
Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
All right, good luck to you.
Good luck.
Hey, babe.
Hey, babe. So, do you have a minute?
Yeah, what's up?
Okay. Well, this is a little kind of funny and awkward, but we're on a radio show right now.
Yep.
And I'm calling to break the bad news to you. I'm calling to tell you that just because you've been furloughed, and I know that's been really hard for you, you've kind of let yourself go, like with showering and like not cutting your hair or shaving your beard, and like you're not going to the gym at all or even going out for, I know you can't go to the gym really, but you're not going out for a jog. And I just want the old Robert back. I want my fiance back. I want to see your face. You're so handsome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, but I mean, everyone's kind of letting themselves go right now. It's like you haven't exactly been putting on makeup every day or wearing nice dresses like you used to.
Hmm. Well, yeah, because I'm at home, so I don't need to put on a nice dress. And oh. You always say I'm beautiful without makeup, so...
Yeah, you are. I mean, you're beautiful both ways, but, I mean, you're, like you said, we're not going anywhere, so that's why I'm growing my hair out a little bit. I mean, you know, barbershops weren't even open that much until recently.
True.
I don't know.
I just think it would be you would be so much happier if you took care of yourself a little and just, like, a shower and go, you know, go for a jog. Go out and do some physical activity.
Here, we're going to, Pam, we're going to break in.
You've been home. Yeah.
We're going to break in. Hi. Good morning. Is this Robert?
Yeah. How you doing?
Hi, we're good.
We're good.
You know what, Robert? I just got to give you a clap. You were the first person to ever be so relaxed when you find out that your woman just put you on the radio. So let's just give He's very relaxed, but he's been zen at home.
Very calm.
You're very calm.
Yeah.
So this
Well, I think I'm in shock. So.
Okay, well, that might happen. Mm-hmm. This is Krista and Tracy from Madtown's 93.1 Jams. Krista and Morning Rush, how are you?
Good. Hey, well, I'm all right. How are you doing?
We're good.
We're good. So listen, we're just here hanging out with you and your beautiful fiance, Pam, because she just wanted, you know, to let us know, like, girls, I might need some help, you know, letting my man know that I know things have been rough with the COVID and the furlough and stuff like that. But he, at one time, was super attracted to me, like my dream boy.
Yep.
Now he kind of looks like a dream character out of like Star Wars, known as a Wookiee. So we're just calling to let you know that she just wants you to kind of get back to what you used to look like.
Yeah.
Not let it all go.
Right.
No, I mean, I get that. But, you know, I just everyone's been a little down during this whole thing. So, I mean, both of us, really, we've been just basically watching movies every night. And I really didn't think it mattered that much to her. But, yeah. I guess I'll get my stuff together.
Thank
you,
babe.
I didn't want to say a bad word, so I said stuff. But
we are on the radio, you know.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't expecting that. Thank you very much. But
I think that's super sweet. So you will really just go ahead and, you know, go into that shower, get your Pert Plus, start, you know, getting areas that stink to be fresh and shave and do all that for her.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You know, I'll start riding my bike again, which I haven't been doing. So I guess that's why I haven't been showering as much, because I'm not really getting sweaty. But, yeah, I definitely will.
That makes sense.
I definitely don't want to lose her.
Thank you. Oh, see, this is why I love you. This is why I love him. He's a great man.
Oh, we can see that.
Yeah. Even if he is a wildebeest.
You caught yourself a good one, girl.
That's right, honey.